was a very promising new territory for trade and settlement, which would become a serious bone of contention between the Dutch and the British for the rest of the century. In 1614, another East India merchant, Adrian Block, entered through the narrows of the East River between Queen's and Randall's Island, a difficult and dangerous passage that later sank numerous ships, and that Block named Hell's Gate, or Hellegat. The European world would know the name Manhattis when Block returned to the Netherlands with new and improved maps. After that further exploration, the Dutch returned to build settlements on the southern tip of Manhattan and elsewhere, and by 1626 trade was brisk, both between the Native Americans and the European settlers, and between the settlers and their mother countries. In the 1620s, the Dutch established their first permanent base at Fort Orange, a city now known as Albany, and the Dutch dispatched vessels housing 30 families to Nutten Island, and rebranded the settlement as New Amsterdam. All in all, 110 men, women and young children of the Belgian Huguenots, a French Protestant sect, settled in their new sanctuary. This would be the breeding ground for the Dutch's new experiment. They aimed to create a city of religious tolerance where people from all backgrounds could seek refuge and live alongside one another in peace. More so, the Dutch were in the business of making money, a mission that still rings true of the state in this day and age. 1626 was the year that the famous Purchase of Manhattan took place, a transaction for which no record has survived. Peter Minuit, the Director General of New Amsterdam, paid out 60 guilders worth of trade goods like cloth, kettles, tools and wampum, an amount that's come down in history as being worth $24. While that sounds perversely low today, accountant types like to speculate with this amount. If the Lenni Lenapes had invested it at a 10% interest rate over the centuries, it would today be worth $117 quadrillion, enough to buy present-day Manhattan many, many times over. Many such purchases took place, but because Native Americans and Europeans had very different concepts of what it meant to own or sell land, misunderstandings and violence would frequently break out on both sides. Minor and often unsubstantiated thefts of property could ignite the colonists' wrath, resulting in such bloody skirmishes as the Pig War, 1640, and the Peach Tree War, 1655, named for the items allegedly stolen. When the West India Company, which presided over Dutch trade in the Americas, was created in 1621, the little settlement at the tip of Manhattan began to both grow and falter. When Willem Kieft arrived as director in 1638, it was already a sort of den of iniquity, full of mischief and perversity, where residents were given over to smoking and drinking grog and beer. Under Kieft's reign, more land was acquired, mostly through bloody, all but exterminating wars with the Native American population, whose numbers also dwindled at the hands of European-born diseases. In 1652, England and the Netherlands were at war, but heavy losses on both sides hurried the prospect of peace. Nevertheless, the two countries' representatives in the New World were increasingly hostile toward each other, even though they were an ocean away from the main belligerents. The Puritans of New England were said to be intent on attacking Manhattan, so preparations were made in New Amsterdam. A wall would be erected at New Amsterdam's northern border, at a cost of 5,000 guilders, with the labour being cheaply supplied by slaves. Made of 15-foot planks, bastions, cannons and two gates, one at the corner of present-day Wall and Pearl, the other at Wall and Broadway, the location of the wall would become not a barrier to invasion, but the centre of the financial world. In the meantime, however, the wall ultimately proved as useless as all other Dutch defences and strategies. In 1664, Colonel Richard Nicholls was sent by the English Duke of York to take Manhattan and all other Dutch holdings. Nicholls sent Stuyvesant a letter that promised life and liberty for all if the inhabitants would lay down their arms and surrender. Stuyvesant hid this letter and tore up another, but powerful residents in New Amsterdam forced him to give up in the face of too formidable an enemy. In the end, the diversity of New Amsterdam helped assure that the people would rather become part of New York City than lose everything. The Dutch briefly reclaimed the city, but the tide had turned, and New York became an English settlement. For their own part, the Lenni Lenapes